This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you the exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. And of course, we're very, very happy to have you with us here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, a21r.com. And certainly you want to visit NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, State of the Future. You must visit. It's absolutely incredible what is going on with the New California State movement. So anyway, like I said, a lot of things happening here on Agenda 21 Radio, so please feel free to call in. Area code 215-867-8255 is the call-in number, and of course it's a very important number for you. It's a number for you that is very, very important. And I would say that absolutely there is just so much going on. I mean, we live in an era of incredible news, right? And a lot of people don't understand how incredible the news is right now. I mean, it's just, and again, I pointed this out in the first hour. Let's be unnumbed to all this. The bottom line is this. Is that we just experienced a coup d'etat in the United States, and they're still at it. If you watch, if you were listening yesterday, and you heard of a lot of the Bill Barr thing going on, we played some clips from just a little while ago. The coup d'etat is continuing. They're going to trot Mueller out because they sense that maybe Mueller's going to disagree with what was said by William Barr, the Attorney General, right? And they're going to trot Mueller out and get him to testify and just, we're going to divide and conquer. We know that the opportunity is here to divide up and conquer the friendship that exists between Bill Barr and Robert Mueller. Right? That's what they're trying to do. So they're going to continue the coup d'etat. This is coup d'etat par deux. And the extension by way of the Senate and also the, of course, the House, if you probably heard, Bill Barr said, I'm not showing up for you guys today. First of all, you want to ask me questions by not a member of the House, but by their attorney. So I'm not doing that. And, of course, they shouldn't do that. Be stupid for them to do it. That is not acceptable. And he says it's the dignity of the office, number one. He's not going to do it. Number two, because, you know, you want to ask me a question, Mr. Representative, you ask me the question, not, you know, somebody else. And I totally understand that. So it's a trick, and he knows it's a trick, and he's calling it out as a trick. No tricks for you, is what Mueller says. So Mueller's backed out of that. That's why I say it's part deux of the coup d'etat. Maybe it's going to be part three. I'm writing it down. Part two of the coup. Now, I know somebody's going to pick that up and write stories and stuff. That's okay. That's okay. Show prep's for you. So the part two of the coup d'etat is here. And will Mueller survive it? If he goes, of course he's going to survive. Well, maybe not from the Republicans. See, I don't think this is a double-edged sword that they don't quite get. Think about this. They're going to bring Mueller in. Right. There you go. And Lindsey Graham, by the way, in yesterday's hearing, when the Democrats seized on this moment, oh, we can bring in Mueller and he can contradict everything, and maybe we can get a perjury trap going here for Bill Barr, right? That's what they're seeking, is a perjury. We're going to trap him. He should resign. They're all calling for his resignation because he was transparent. One of the things that kind of stymied them yesterday was the fact that he did release everything, just about everything, minimal redactions, actually, in the whole report. And they didn't like that. They wouldn't even accept it. In fact, on the House side, they wouldn't even accept it. No, we don't want that. Don't you dare send that to us. We're not accepting it. But so now, here's the deal. Here is the deal. Lindsey Graham sat there and said, oh, then we'll just bring in Mr. Mueller and we'll have him testify, and he can, you know, if there's any contradictions or whatever, we can clear it up. And, you know, Booker and Ono and Harris, they didn't get what he said, what old Lindsey Graham said. Bring it. We want Mueller here. Aha. Imagine Lindsey Graham and others. Oh, and Ted Cruz was brilliant yesterday. Imagine the lineup, because you have a lot of prosecutors on the Senate side that are Republican. Imagine how that's going to work with those guys asking Mueller questions. Bring it, baby. Bring it. We want Mueller in the seat. Put him in the box. Let's go. Make him swear, right? Make him swear. Swear him in. Don't you think that would be a wonderful thing? I mean, all eyes and ears, right? Ah, here we go. Red light. This just popped up, came across the screen. Pelosi, Barr committed crime lying to Congress. Really? Okay. Lying to Congress. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday accused Attorney General William Barr of lying to Congress. What is deadly serious about it is this Attorney General of the United States of America is not telling the truth to the Congress of the United States. That's a crime, the California Democrat. Oh, California Democrat. Okay. Yeah. There's oxymoronic behavior there. A Justice Department spokesman did not immediately respond to a request to comment on Pelosi's remarks. Shocking, shocking, shocking. Speaker Pelosi accuses Attorney General Barr of committing a crime. He lied to Congress. Really? Doesn't seem like he did to me, but, you know, they've got their own. Listen, got to remember, they've got their own standard for lying, don't they? So that's just part of the gig, isn't it? Man busted for Geek Squad workers fined. Oh, okay. I've got that. Students demand Thomas Jefferson statue removal. Ha! High school may erase mural of George Washington. This is the poison that's going around in our system, right? Okay, so we got this little story flashing up here. We knew this was going to happen. I mean, it's kind of pretty obvious that this is going to happen. That they would, shocking, say that Barr is lying. And he's not. Barr's chair empty as Nadler's bizarre hearing descends into chaos, anger after AG won't testify. Somebody's eating Kentucky Fried Chicken. What is this? Okay, so we had to go back to this one. Dems are angry about the handling of the Mueller report. And celebrities react to Barr getting grilled by Democrats on Mueller report. Oh, there you go. Judge DePaul, AG Barr should have gone to House hearing. He has nothing to hide. Okay, so this is Barr's chair is empty. And Nadler likens Trump to dictator, threatens Barr with contempt after hearing boycott. That's the latest here. House Judiciary Committee, Gerald Nadler, vowed a reckoning Thursday. This is the story that's not going to go away. It's kind of like shaking the poop off your shoe, right? Because you don't want to be slip sliding away. Right? You don't want to be doing that. Nadler, a Democrat in New York, spoke at what was slated to be the hearing for Barr on his handling of the special counsel Mueller's report. Barr, who testified for hours on the same topic a day earlier in the Senate, did not show up amid a disagreement over the terms of his appearance. Ah, I hate it when this happens. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
he's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on. We're looking at Jerry Nadler. Boy, what a frightening sight that is, right? Right. I'm serious, but this is Nadler in action. This is just moments ago, actually. From what we can tell, and we're going to give it to you. Here we go. Jerry Nadler threatens contempt. Here we go. We think we're going. Go. No, no go. It's a no-go. Jerry Nadler, please. Okay, well, you know, I build you up and just to slam you down. Here we go. Maybe now. No, we're not, no time for you. Okay, well, we got to refresh everything. So just this whole thing. Unbelievable. We'll try it again. We'll see here. Maybe we get Nadler in contempt citation mode. Here we go. Come on. Let's go. Let's go, guys. Let's really go. Okay, so we can't do that. Well, no, maybe we can. I'm sorry. Here we go. Yeah, we're getting the commercial now, so we'll go along with the whole drift of everything. Okay, so Nadler, this is just happened that at a bizarre session, complete with an empty chair for Barr, where one Democrat placed a prop chicken. I mean, this is amazing stuff. I hate it when this happens. Don't you hate it when this happens? A prop chicken.
A prop chicken.
And somebody's eating from Kentucky Fried Chicken, one of the members. I'm serious. This is Congress behaving badly, wildly badly. Which is, of course, and this is the way it works with Jerry Nadler and his folks, right? Chicken, chicken, chicken. Chicken Little is what they're saying about Barr. Ah, he's chicken. He won't show up. Listen, when you got nothing, this is what they let themselves be. Here we go.
The challenge we face is also bigger than the Mueller report. If all we knew about President Trump were contained in the four corners of that report, there would be good reason to question his fitness for office. But the report is not where the story ends. In the days since the Department of Justice released the redacted version of the report, President Trump has told Congress that he plans to fight all of our subpoenas. The average person is not free to ignore a congressional subpoena, nor is the president.
Well, as a result of their additional requests, so William Barr did not appear in that hearing room this morning. And Doug Collins, in his words, he said the ability to ask Bill Barr questions, which we all wanted to do, has been taken from us. And he called that a travesty a few moments ago.
With us, Andy McCarthy, Josh Holmes, Michael Waltz, a congressman from Florida, is going to join us in a moment as well. But just to continue, is Michael with us? Okay, to the congressman in a moment here. Back to Josh Holmes. What is the sense that you get in Washington as this plays out, Josh, when you reflect on yesterday and knowing the events that have already happened today? What comes next, just so viewers know?
Well, I mean, look, yesterday you had a bunch of 2020 Democrats. They're all running for president in the Senate Judiciary Committee. They put on a Shakespearean performance that was worthy of Broadway. I mean, basically, it had absolutely nothing to do with the underlying facts or really brought up anything of consequence that Bill Barr has done in terms of the report, the release of this report. The key contention that they seem to be seizing upon was a letter that Bob Mueller had sent to Attorney General Barr asking for 19 pages to be released of his summary of his report. Well, guess what? He released all 19 pages and 400 more in the entire report. And so he has been incredibly transparent here. All of this is just comes down to the fact that there is no plan in the Democratic Party for a Bob Mueller report that didn't conclude that the President of the United States was colluding with Russia.
Andy, you're still with us. Andy McCarthy standing by. Andy, will we hear from Robert Mueller? Will he testify?
I think so, Sandra. The Attorney General said that he didn't have any objection to Mueller testifying, and I understood from Chairman Nadler yesterday that it may be as early as May 15th, but they're clearly at this point, at my understanding at least, is that the issue is what date it's going to happen, not whether it'll happen.
Yeah, and William Barr said that'll be up to the president. Andy, as far as
I was going to say that I think is a different issue, Sandra. That's on McGahn. Mm-hmm. And the reason McGahn presents a different issue is he is an advisor. He is on the White House staff. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference between whether Congress can compel the appearance of, say, cabinet department officers who work for departments that are actually created by Congress versus whether you get to bring in members of the White House staff who are the president's key advisors. To look at it another way, if the Justice Department were conducting an investigation and decided to start subpoenaing the staff of different members of Congress, I think you'd pretty quickly hear from Jerry Nadler and folks like that a lesson in separation of powers. They can't just ask for the top advisors, but they can ask for Mueller, they can ask for Barr, they can ask for...
We'll probably get Mueller in the House, right?
I would think so.
That will happen. As for McGahn and others, it's debatable.
Right.
But what Democrats are looking for is that TV moment that can drive the story. And that's what they're waiting on today. Andy, thank you so much for being here.
Okay, so that's what they're looking for. TV moment. Okay, this is the stuff that just happened, and you know some of the pictures that we're seeing here. This is very true. It's at a bizarre session, complete with an empty chair for Barr, where one Democrat placed a prop chicken, lashed out. The president of the United States wants desperately to prevent Congress from providing any check whatsoever. Right. It's called "Do You Want the Witch Hunt?" Basically, what it says. And somebody, one of the, says, oh, he added the very system of government of the United States, the system of limited power, the system of not having a president as a dictator. Where was he talking about that when Obama was president? Because clearly Obama was acting like a dictator. Clearly, right? He has failed to check the president's worst instincts. Really, his worst instincts. This is just, you know, more. This is what, when you take a look at the whole thing, why they're doing what they're doing, because there's no there, guys. There is absolutely no there. Listen to some of the vitriol that came from yesterday. This is very, very interesting. Listen to some of this stuff that's there.
Attorney General Bill Barr taking serious heat from Senate Democrats
the
Mueller report
and
a whopping 5-hour hearing on Capitol Hill.
5 hours grilled. Here we go.
I think history will judge you harshly. That conclusion is inescapable.
You've not only put your own credibility into question.
Okay, Blumenthal was the one who just said that. I think history will judge you. Blumenthal is the guy who said he was a Vietnam veteran but never went to Vietnam. And he continued this whole thing for years until finally somebody called him out and said, hello. That's the guy who was talking to Bill Barr just now. Now you've got Cory Booker. Mr. Racist Bigot, Cory Booker.
Question, but seemed to be giving sanction to behavior through the language you used in that press conference.
Being Attorney General of the United States is a sacred...
This is Orono. Orono.
...trust. You have betrayed
Orono.
That trust. America
Orono.
Deserves better. You should resign.
Orono.
But now the Attorney General is refusing to testify today in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Here to react is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, who is on that committee. And, sir, I'm sure you prepared all week. Are you disappointed by this news?
Oh, I think it's a smart thing for Barr to do. We had an outrageous hearing yesterday. I mean, we're the Judiciary Committee. We're the place where rules should be emanating, not being ignored. And yet yesterday, in our hearing regarding the Barr testimony, it was really ignored. The chairman ignored the rules. He violated the rules.
We're talking about really a House meeting that he had there. Fox people didn't quite set that one up right, but we'll correct it for you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And also, if you'd like to call in, 215-867-8255. The call-in lines are open. So you can call in, 215-867-8255. If you have any questions about what you're hearing or want to bring up some other topics, you can go right ahead. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so we've got this whole thing going on in Washington, D.C. Now, what's going on in California, I guess, is the big question. We've neglected all the things that are happening here. And, of course, if you haven't heard, we've been getting reportage from reporters, basically. And this has been something I think I've reported here that weeks ago I was sort of denied because they just never responded to my new application. I guess, you see, once you start saying... You know, once you start reporting the truth about people, they don't like you, so they really take away your press privileges and things like that. We're no press for you. We're a dictatorship, after all. We're part of it. So, we were sort of barred from getting into the internal workings of the Department of Water Resources to report on it, and they don't have any press conferences anymore, and they're not putting out their normal. And again, I haven't checked this morning, but I didn't get the little beeper thing that. Normally, you get it with. I think we've been taken off that list too here on Agenda 21. Now, this is, but you know, I get I've been getting a series of calls and concerns from reporters that they've been shut out too. Oddly enough, people that are critical of the Department of Water Resources and their goings on at the operation of the dam. So now they've banned people, from what I understand. No one's allowed a press pass up there, even though they've been inviting people since April. It was all good to invite the press to the April 2nd thing when we rolled out the big spillway movement, right? Now, apparently, that's not the case, because I just got another two reports yesterday. I'm going, you know, there's a trend here. They're just denying reporters access, comments, misleading statements, and things like that all the way through. So we're kind of sitting here going, oh, maybe there is something going wrong at the dam. And, of course, just a cursory look of the circumstances, there's still very big leaks in the dam, or in the spillway anyway, for, certainly the spillway. And, you know, it's kind of interesting when you take a look at how dams fail. And I saw the video, I don't have it up right now, but I saw the video of this dam in Brazil that went, it was an earthen dam, and how it went. And it went suddenly. That's the thing. It just went suddenly. And the suddenness just shocked me. I'm just, 1 minute it's there, and man, it just reached a specific fluidity, I think that's the word, in the soil. Right? Okay, so now I'm looking at the Oroville Dam. I'm looking at the picture. This is the picture by the Park Service, actually. And it's the front of the spillway. And the people are up there desperately working on the spillway. And it's interesting because, just a little side note, and I'm going to freeze this picture so we can preserve it. And I'll see about getting it up here. So, and you visit the website, 821R.com. We'll have this picture. And the picture specifically is dated on May 2nd, 2019 at 8:35 in the morning, okay? And you'll see there's small little dots on the spillway. And these small little dots are people walking around, and they're looking, shocking, at the leaks on the spillway. And some of these leaks are enormous. They're ginormous. And they're very easy to spot. Now, the spillway is not supposed to be leaking. In fact, if they've shut everything down on the spillway, I want you to look at this, and I want the reality check to settle in as you see this. As you look at this, you realize, gosh, you know what? There's a problem. Yeah, because the water is still on it's now on the right-hand side of the spillway as you're looking at it, and the water is coming down on the far right-hand side of the chute, okay? Now, that water is coming from leaking gates up at the very top of the spillway. Okay, we got that. Now, the other part is so about a third of the spillway is wet, but the water is just gently coming down, forming little waves and so on as it gets into the seams there of the plates. And these plates are supposed to be smooth plates. Well, they tried this new little trick of beveling the plates. Well, they beveled the plates, and that's created some problems, I think. But that's another issue. This is a high-technology 21st-century design, as they say. Really? Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. The spillway worked fairly well for 50 years. And I know they didn't spill all the time, but they had to just to mitigate and, you know, the size of the storage capacity and so on. But now they ran it. Remember, they opened it up on the 2nd, and I think they closed it on the 4th or 5th, maybe the 6th. Because they had all these big spills. They ran it up to 25,000 CFS. I say it was a lot more than 25,000. In fact, they were showing 2,000 or 3,000. I said, yeah, that looks a little bit more than 2,000 or 3,000. Then I went up there and visited on that one day, and when they brought it up to so-called 25,000 CFS, and it looked like a lot more than that. I mean, just the way it looked. And now maybe the specific design of the decking had something to do with what I saw was just really a huge number. But they said it at one point in their own statements that they're going to bring it up perhaps as a test to 60,000 CFS. Now, if they did that, and as it was reported to us, the reportage to us is that the vibrations were so bad that, of course, they were afraid they might lose the spillway. Big problems. And the big problems, of course, is the water behind the spillway. Now, I'm not talking about the water in the dam. It's the water that leaks through the soil and hits up against the concrete of the spillway and puts pressure on the spillway. Now, imagine the combination of water going over the top of the spillway and cascading down at about 60,000 CFS as you still have water pushing against it, which is what happened in the ultimate rupture of the spillway in 2017 on the 7th of February. It pushed the plates forward and the plates popped out because what happens is that you create this airfoil effect, this foil effect on the top surface of the spillway from the water. In other words, it creates lift. You know, as air goes over a wing, it creates lift. It creates lift on the spillway, and then you get sometimes, and the lift actually is harmonic because the waves kind of come crashing down, and there's a constant up and down and up and down movement on the spillway. It's just part of the harmonics, and then there's harmonics in the soil. The soil starts to vibrate. And I remember I was standing across the street from the big spill that day, and the ground was shaking, and I thought, if it's shaking across the river here, what's it doing under the soil of that spillway with all that water behind it? So you have a lot of saturated soil. Here is the big fear in all this, ladies and gentlemen. There's a video out that shows this collapse of the dam in Brazil, I think. And this video shows what it's like when the soil that's super saturated in the dam. And by the way, this is an earthen dam, and where the spillway is sits on the side of a mountain, and it's all earth, and there's water all behind it. It's still part of the dam structure. The dam is all rock and everything. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the soil in front. And I'll tell you, in Brazil, what happened is it got to a critical point of saturation, and it just liquefied and collapsed the dam within seconds. Let's pray that's not happening here. However, why are they hiding so much, right?
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Here thinking, Brazilian dam failure. What was that like? Now here it is. And it's the Guardian that produced this. How I survived the Brazilian dam collapse. This is a very interesting one. Hundreds missing in mud torrent after Brazil. Okay, here we go. This is the reportage that came out. This is January 25th. We heard about this. And hang on, this is from NBC. We'll get the sound up. Here we go, NBC. Helicopter trying to rescue somebody. The mud, looks like. Muddy people everywhere. Yeah. They're rescuing people. What do we got? Do we have any kind of dialogue? This is just a visual of this. I don't think... It's NBC. Come on, you're supposed to have the... reportage going on here. Mineris generalis, gracias. Okay, that's the thing that they're looking at here. By the way, if you want to call in, 215-867-8255. New video captures moment of deadly dam collapse. It's all over the place here. And it's amazing. Horror footage, CCTV catches dam burst. Oh, this is another dam that went down. Disaster Russia's biggest power plant. Dam collapse in Brazil. Exclusive footage. Barrios Regos. Mine disaster. That's 3 years ago. That's another dam. I mean, the point that I'm making about these things, and this is from Time Magazine, their whole thing. Yeah, this is the Brazilian rescue crews resumed the search for hundreds of people in the wake of a dam collapse and an earthen dam collapse. Death toll has risen to 58, and up to 300 remain missing in the city of Brumahindo. Yeah, Brumahindo. It says workers with Brazilian mining company were eating lunch Friday when the dam collapsed. Yikes, yikes, yikes. Now, this is January 29th. This came out. And it says, unleashing a sea of reddish-brown mud that knocked over and buried several nearby structures. And in the actual dam disaster itself, it says... It's kind of interesting. There are cars running around trying to escape the mud. This guy is Fabio, and he is the guy who said there's no explanation for why it happened. And they didn't have any warning, and they didn't warn anybody about anything. Kind of sounds what's happening like right now up in Oroville, huh? There's no warning of anything. They don't have any early warning system out there other than just if it goes, it goes. But here's the problem with an earthen situation. And the problem that we're seeing up there in Oroville is that, as an example, with this collapse, and let's see if we get the right little footage here so I can kind of give you the play-by-play about what happens. This is BBC reporting. They've got... This is a guy that some people that were in... It's interesting because the... It's like the blob, this red soil. It's coming in at this factory location, high above, actually. In this factory location, it's high above. So it shows you the level at which this thing is moving. And I say this is, you know, the probability is high since you've got a super saturated hillside right now in Oroville. And the soil is not a good soil. It's not. This has been a fact, Jack. So this mud torrent is closing in on this guy. and this guy actually survives, but they're in a car, and they're trying to escape the mud as it's going through this mining area. You know, they got these conveyor belts dropping on soil, and this thing is just creeping right in and surrounding this guy's car. And it's not just his car. There's another guy in a big front end loader, and he's trying to get out, and they figure out, you know, this thing's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's in front of them, it's behind them, and they're getting swallowed up like the blob. Like the blob, literally. But the problem is, and this is the consummate, this is from The Guardian, this is their view of everything, and this is the terrifying moment. You see the dam. Oh, it's all got green all on it. So the clue on the front end of this, it's actually got a green spot, kind of like Oroville Dam does. It's got a green spot. Yeah. It's all green. It's all good, right? Just like they say in order. It's all green. It's all good. This is what we got going on. All of a sudden, I'm going to give you the countdown here. We're at 5 seconds in the video. It's a one-minute video. And here's this huge dam, huge structure. Here we go. And now, it's not as big as Oroville, clearly, because that's one of the biggest dams in the world, earthen dams. It's the hillside abutment of water saturation. And by the way, they're using radars up there in Oroville to detect all this movement of the soil because they know that they have problems with water. In fact, I think there's 7 areas on that abutment, on that hillside where the spillway is. They know they have water seepage problems. They've known this for a long time. They're using radar to see what's going on, but they're using explosives. Well, that's a problem too. Listen, okay, this is the time frame. Here it goes. It's going. It's just boom. It's just flooding. It's flooding and flooding. We started at 6 seconds. It's now 14 seconds. It's now 16 seconds. It's now 18 seconds. It's now 19 seconds. So we've been at this thing, 18 seconds. 18 seconds. It's already broken open. Less than 18 seconds. Less than 20 seconds. This whole hillside went. It lasted 18 seconds. Imagine Oroville, though, with the impoundment there. And they were worried about the OG Weir. Ogival Weir. That's where you get the term OG. They were worried about that. That was just the obvious. But what about all that water super saturating the hillside? How fast will it go? That's the question. Maybe 5 seconds? And all that water come out? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts,
but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Shocking. Shocking. Shocking, I tell you. We're just shocked. Shocked to find out that you can't go up there and report. You can't report what's going on at that dam. You can't come up and look at those leaks in the dam. They're not leaks. There's no leaking for you. There's no leaks. There's no leaks. Just move on. Nothing to see here. No leaking. No leaking for you. No, I'm serious. It's just, come on. I'm looking at the pictures, you know, and I don't see any leaks here. And I don't see any leaks on the side of the hill, you know, but I do understand that there's identified areas on maps and pictures by the DWR that show the areas where there's major leaks, which were pointed out to them by over the last couple of years by also so many people at the DWR. Yet they are in strict denial that there's even leaks. There's no water here to see. Come on. What's wrong with you folks? Are you morons? Yeah, I guess so. We're just morons. You're right. I know you're holding up. You got your hand up and you're showing some fingers. And I see five fingers. And then you only have two up, huh? That's my response, isn't it? Five? You show me two and it's five. Or is it you show me five and it's only two? Listen, whatever you say, I will do. Because you think I'm a moron, right? Playing with the left, playing with the dictators, playing with the totalitarians. This is their mindset, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, it's kind of interesting as I look at this spillway, the glorious grandeur of this $1.1 billion spillway, and think, what could we have done with $1.1 billion as the ground continues to supersaturate from the road builder that provided this edifice? A road builder. Of course, that's the best thing to have is a road builder build your spillway for you, especially given the track record of the builder. And the builder, of course, let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. The Teton Dam disaster. The river was filling up the reservoir behind the Teton Dam. And as it reached its maximum capacity, the supersaturated dam collapsed. It was a brand new dam. And who was the contractor? The same contractor used at the spillway in Oroville. Seems that he has experience with dam disasters, right? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.